from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And look, the team is back today. They practiced today. They obviously had a day off after the game Friday. And it was a weird game for me because, you know, at the game doing it, there was some good things that we saw, but then there were some moments where I was worried about the future of the season, especially when a guy like DeMarco Helms goes down, has to get carted off with what looked like some kind of air cast on lower leg, right? When Braylon Trice it limps off the field, and then we find out that torn ACL, non-contact injury. So those were some scary moments. But what do you have a takeaway from the preseason game?
Well, I'll say this. You know, we're doing kind of post-game show, and I'm kind of going through it. And post-game's always difficult, dude, because you have to put a 3-hour and 38-minute game. You kind of have to, like, 2 minutes later start to break down what you see. The good news is that all the good stuff happened when Michael Penix was in. The bad news is that once he left, this team was absolutely anemic offensively. And I really did like the second-string offensive line, the protection they gave him. It looked like he was on the same page with a lot of his wide receivers. But, Allison, I got to tell you, Michael Penix, probably in my eyes, the lone bright spot from Friday night. Otherwise, I don't know what we really saw.
Yeah, I mean, it's the preseason, game one. Okay. Literally, no
that's
starters.
Right. That's right, Allison. That's
no
what I need.
No starters.
Bring us back to earth.
But no starters. I mean, I think it is what it is when it comes to the preseason. Michael Penix had some bright spots. He also had, you know, not some bright spots. But he's a rookie. That's why he's not starting. That's why you have Kirk Cousins. Mm. So I'm not panicking.
She's preaching
all
right now, man. She's preaching
well,
right now.
I'm
both.
Not going to freak out
yes.
for the preseason.
She is going to level us out this morning. I can already tell. There were other bright spots.
The Jerry Maguire. I'm not going to do what everybody thinks I'm going to do and just freak out.
I could come in real hot right now.
I can't believe you can quote Jerry Maguire. I feel like you every like movie that? I throw at you, you have
right,
you never
man.
Clue. Oh. Real quick, let's hear about from Michael Penix on his NFL debut.
I feel like I did okay. You know, some things that, you know, definitely want to get better. You know, I feel like I executed the offense the best that I could. You know, I definitely I had one mistake. The naked eye, like the fans, they wouldn't notice it, but in our offense, I know it. But other than that, you know, just trying to get points on the board. You know, whenever I was out there, we was able to get some points. We want to score every drive. We ended it in field goal. Not sure how many times, but you know, I want to score. So, but like, it's always room for improvement.
I love hearing those words from him, too, and I think it's well stated. And guys, we had this conversation I don't even know how many times last year where you try to separate quarterback play and the ups and downs of quarterback play to play calling, right? What are you actually getting from Zach Robinson in the first preseason game with a lot of twos in and really kind of what seemed like a lack of communication at times. You go zero, you go five wide, zero people in the backfield. That's when Miami dials up the pressure. I thought Michael Penix did a great job of recognizing where his problems were and where he had to get the ball. But at the same time, some of the third down calls, run game and pass game, I started to have an issue with it. So, obviously, as we build through training camp and you go towards the second preseason game, you expect that to ramp up a little bit more. I just don't know how much of the deep playbook we are going to see before week one.
Yeah, I didn't think that you saw a lot from that aspect. I do think, and Arch talked about this on the broadcast, that you know the way they handled some of the pressures, that maybe they haven't really gotten to that part of camp and practice where they're really working up front with that kind of stuff. Because I know this team, I know this staff in this front office, they feel like that depth is a plus for them up front on offensive side. You know, when you return five starters, I thought Penix looked well at times. I thought he may, you know, there was a couple of times where he's maybe late on some throws. But honestly, he looked head and shoulders above anything else we rolled out of that position on Friday night. And obviously, Kirk Cousins you didn't see, but Nathan Rourke,
I mean,
all over the place.
First round pick. So shouldn't he? I mean, yeah. If we're talking about Nathan being better than Penix, then that would be a little concerned.
Well,
right?
even Heineke, a guy that's played and has started at times.
I felt bad for him,
dude. But he's a backup too. So I mean, would be so concerned if we're like, okay, Nathan looked a lot better. You know, who's going to be the two now? Like, there's zero interceptions. I'm looking at. He had some deep balls that were great. Yeah, the accuracy was there, but you saw the arm strength. You saw everything that you saw in college. So I mean, he came out healthy, zero interceptions. Like, I think it was a win overall, and that's what you want to see from your rookie quarterback.
Well, and I think to add to your point, you're 100%, but look at also he was able to honestly know his checkdowns, yeah. And a couple of times he got, like Mike, you said, noticed some pressure, got it out quickly. Defensively, real quick, I want to switch over to that side. I saw some good things at times, especially like Kevin King. That's a guy that I know – this staff is high on, because this is a guy that can play all over the field. Him and Hamilton were two guys that could kind of move around. So I thought they did some good things.
Yeah. It's interesting to see, and you do start to really look at the depth. And it was funny to me because, you know, you get this report from the Atlanta Falcons of who they're not expecting to play. And I didn't see on the report any outside linebackers. I didn't see, you know, the Arnold Ebikadi and Lorenzo Carter on there. Now, James Smith-Williams did not end up playing, from at least what I saw. I did not see him on the field at any point. But it was funny to me because every other position, the guys at the front line, you're like, oh, okay. They're on this list of guys that will not be playing. And they roll out Arnold Ebikadi, Lorenzo Carter, all these people at the outside linebacker spot. And you're like, all right, well, you ought to see a boost there at least, right? But you didn't, to be honest with you. I was not excited about what we saw at the outside linebacker spot. I did like the first roll through of interior defensive linemen, and I'm going to start to count Zach Harrison in that role because he's playing a lot of three technique. But look, man, when it comes to stopping the run, they've got to be a little bit better. And I'm talking about the depth, and I'm talking about the outside linebackers of not getting rolled back off the ball, because from all accounts, and you were down there, Bo, the physicality from Miami did not match what Atlanta's was during practice. I thought it completely flipped about the second quarter on in the preseason.
Yeah, I don't disagree, and that's something that Archie even talked about in the broadcast. Like, you know, that we were much more physical than them last couple of seasons, including this year in these practices. The thing, real quick, touch on the Zach Harrison stuff. Zach Harrison was involved in a couple of plays and back-to-back plays, one of which was the interception that Kevin King made where Thompson made an ill-advised pass. Harrison had pressure there, and he lets go of that ball. Boom, King intercepts it. I thought Zach Harrison popped in a couple plays early in that game, and then as you went, you know, obviously he doesn't play as much as you might see, but I was really excited after watching Zach Harrison for what he might look like this year.
Yeah, well, you know, a couple of players that probably popped and some that didn't with the Atlanta Braves this weekend, unfortunately. Guys, we got to talk about the Atlanta Braves on the other side. How about this? Let's do a little Monday version of a one-word Wednesday, right? Let's just all come up with that one word we're feeling right now about those Atlanta Braves. I feel pretty rough, I'll be honest with you. We're coming up on the other side. That's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.